8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. Yes, it is a Friday, and Fridays mean many wonderful things. One of those wonderful things is a chance to get caught up to speed on the top Tri-County Insider news stories of the past week. It's called the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. And we can't have that without Bronson here. Hey, Bronson.
Well, hi, Dan. Happy November.
Yeah, here we are. I love November. November is a great month. It's got my favorite holiday in there, Thanksgiving.
I thought you were going to say your birthday.
Well, I've got that in there too. And yeah, I'm going to be 29 again this month. So yeah, that's fun.
It's great to hear.
Well, it's great to have you here, Bronson, and thanks for covering me. What was that, on Tuesday
this week? I believe
so. Yeah, great job. And you always do a great job getting us caught up to speed on what ended up being the top stories. So as we look back over the past week, back to last Friday, what were the top local news stories this week?
Yeah, our top story comes from Dubois Schools. And it's a collection that they're doing as Veterans Day is vastly approaching. Mm-hmm. And they're just collecting anything that they can, from socks, sweatshirts, hygiene kits. Of course, all of them have to be sealed or new. Mm-hmm. But if anyone was looking to do that, it's from now until November 14th. You can either send it with your child to their school, or you can contact the high school if you don't know any children that go, and just be able to drop off something to give back to veterans.
That's great. And that's going to be going on even all through next week, even though Veterans Day is on Tuesday. So that's great to hear. And that is so exciting to hear that as being the top story. I'm sure there were some runner-ups. What do we have there?
Our next runner-up, of course, Election Day has come and passed.
That was kind of big.
So we've had quite a bit on that. We were live here on Connect during election night, myself and Michael Clement breaking down these races. And then now it's all hopefully out there in the open, but the official results still haven't come in. These are
still
technically all unofficial results.
And barring anything very unusual, they should hold.
Usually do.
Yeah, exactly.
But just a quick breakdown of those. The main races that we were looking at, those key ones, we have the judge for the Court of Common Pleas here in Clearfield County. That was Josh Maines versus Ryan Sayers, and Josh Maines ended up getting that.
Yeah, very close race. I think it was fewer than 200 votes made the difference,
right? Like 1%.
Yeah.
And from there, in Jefferson County, we saw the race for coroner, which had Greg Furlong beat out Dr. James O'Brien.
That was a tight one, too, I believe. Yep.
That was by just a few hundred, it looks like. And then going back to Dubois with the 2026 Consolidated Cities Council. Out of the 12 running, only 7 can move forward. And in order of most votes, it went Shirley DeRouge, Sam Malika, Mark Sullivan, Barry Abbott, Bill Beers, Dick Whitaker, and Michael Picciarillo. Those are the ones that are going to be your new council for Dubois come 2026, when them and Sandy Township are finally consolidated.
And those top two vote getters, Mrs. DeRouge and Mr. Malika, were on contact just yesterday. And so if anyone wants to pop into our podcasts on connectradio.fm, you can check out what both Shirley and Sam had to say as being the two top vote getters for Dubois City Council heading into next year.
That's it for our election coverage. Really, we mainly focus on those. Of course, in these off years, it tends not to have a lot of voter turnout. However, 45% for Clearfield County was quite the number for an off year.
Yeah, that's a very good number for an off year. But we had some pretty enticing races too. And I think probably a big part of that 45% happened in the Dubois area.
Probably.
Of the county. All right, let's move to our next step, and that is to find out the stories that garnered the most attention online on our Facebook site and otherwise. This is called the most interacted with stories.
Yes. One of them is in Brookville, and it's a new restaurant that's opened. I've yet to go there, but I do plan to.
Okay.
Vietnamese restaurant in Brookville. Nam Nam Vietnamese. They're on 79 Pickering Street, which is right there by the courthouse, if you're unfamiliar with Brookville. And they have authentic Vietnamese dishes. And I'm not about to pronounce the ones I have here because I know I'll definitely butcher them.
They need to come up with an Americanized name for those dishes to make it easier or give it a number, right?
Yeah.
But I'll take the number open 5.
Wednesday through Sundays, 11:30 in the morning until 6:30 at night.
And that is exciting to have something new. As far as I'm aware, I think in the Tri-County area, if we do have another Vietnamese restaurant, I'm not really sure of that. So this may be the first one. First one. That's great. All right. What else? That's exciting that it received the most attention. Mm-hmm. It was interacted with the most. Anything else contending there?
We have another one that's a timber sale. It's happening in Dubois. This was been planned in their 10-year plan or so. Mm-hmm. And it will have about 627,000 feet of timber. And that's all going to be between Interstate I-80 and Christian Ridge Road. Mm-hmm. So during this time, once it's gone out to bid, which it still needs to do that, workers will come in over 18 months and do the timber cut and then get the area ready to regenerate the trees and put more in and allow them to grow.
Yeah. And that was an interesting topic of discussion on that contact program mm-hmm. yesterday that I referred to with Shirley DeRouge and Sam Molica. So again, some interesting comments shared about that timber sale, which has been to a degree a little bit controversial, but yeah. They did a lot to clarify that. All right. Just like that, Bronson, on this November debut, we've come to the end of our Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. Mm-hmm. And it's my favorite part. It's where you get to share your pick as the story of the week. So let's hear Bronson's choice.
This one's going to be similar to our top story, and it's another collection of warm items for those in need. Mm-hmm. This is done in partnership with us, Family Dollar, but mostly the Free Medical Clinic of Dubois.
Yes, exactly.
If you didn't hear it before, not this previous contact, but the one before, Dolly McCluskey was here. And she was talking about this donation drive that they do. It's called the annual Bundle Up for Hope campaign. Now, we do have a box here in our studio right in the front.
Yep, right in the lobby there.
Right in the front lobby, as well as at the Free Medical Clinic and the Family Dollars. And usually it's Dubois and Big Run, but with the Big Run going out of business, they have ones in Weedville and Ridgeway new this year, mm-hmm. and we're all collecting, and that'll all be for anyone that would be in need of warm clothing, especially as, I don't like to say it, this snow is headed our way.
Yep, we got some snow in the forecast for Sunday night into Monday, mm-hmm. and it is that time of the year, and that is a great cause. It's a great effort by Dolly and all the gang at the Dubois Free Medical Clinic, and it's great to be a part of it here at Priority Media.
Yes.
Yeah, so great choice there. Bronson.
I figured I'd make it look just like the beginning, kind of mirror it today.
You did great with that. And we look forward already to having you back in next Friday when we'll have Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review. Thank you.
We'll definitely be here.
Okay.